Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP Shir number 10. Highly sensitive people, Shir number 10. We're going to talk about the facts about being highly sensitive and how so many of them have a sense of being flawed and defective, a wrong sense of being flawed and defective, because they are no more or no less defective or flawed than any other human being. So Elaine Aaron talks about someone she names Kristen as Elaine Aaron was doing research on HSPs. Kristen was Elaine Aaron's 23rd interview. An intelligent person, a college student. And she started the interview and she started to break down. Her voice started to break down. And she said, I signed up to see you because you're a psychologist. I needed to talk to somebody. And her voice broke and she asked, am I crazy? And Elaine Aaron looked at her with a certain empathy and sympathy, because she did not notice anything in this Kristen that would indicate any type of mental illness of this, of any sort. And it was already her 23rd interview researching HSPs, so she already started to look differently at people like Kristen. And again, Kristen tried again to explain herself. I feel so different. I always felt different. Now, my family was great. My childhood was great until I had to go to school. And in nursery school, even, she remembers being afraid of everything, whether it's music time, other things. People would pass out pots and pans and to bang on them, and she would cover her ears with her hands and cry. It was always the teacher's favorite, but many students called her spacey, spaced out. And because she was quote-unquote spacey, then came a series of medical tests, psychological tests. Something's off with this person. Maybe they're mentally retarded, gifted, as they call them later. The message that Kristen was hearing, obviously, is something is wrong with this kid. There's something off there. Hearing tested, normal. Brain scan, normal. Thought maybe they had these, it's called petite mal seizures, where the seizures are internal, where you don't see it outside, like epilepsy, but it's sort of an internal seizures. Brain normal. What's the final diagnosis? Trouble screening out stimuli. But as a result of that trouble screening out stimuli, here you had a child and ultimately a college student, 23-year-old college student, Kristen, that believed she was defective because she had trouble screening out stimuli. And they are special but deeply misunderstood, HSPs. Again, they take in a lot. All the subtleties that others miss. Loud music, crowds, overstimulating, stressful for HSPs. Most people could ignore sirens, could block out glaring lights or strange odors or clutter and chaos. HSPs are disturbed by them. They can't take it. They have difficulty dealing with that. Most people may be tired at the end of a day when they go shopping at a mall or going to a museum. But if they say, let's go to an evening party, let's go. Even introverts sometimes may be interested in going. But HSPs, no, I want to be left alone, solitude. Because they feel over-aroused already. They need to calm their emotional stimulus that's within them. HSPs are constantly aware of the mood of people. You see, people that go into a room, most people, whether they notice the furniture, a little bit about the people. That's it. HSPs, when they go into a room, they sense the mood in the room. They sense people, friendships that are within the room, friendship relationships between people. Hatred and enmity towards people, they feel it. The freshness of the ear, the staleness of the ear, the personality of the one who arranged the room, they see everything like that. It's a remarkable ability. But because it's so overstimulating, an HSP is unable to tolerate it. So there is the gift of having great creativity, great insight, great passion, great caring. But at the same time, there is the opposite issue. Because of the hypersensitivity to sensitivity, they will always be cautious, inward, needing extra time alone. And therefore, the majority of people who view an HSP don't understand them. They look at them as timid. They look at them as shy. They look at them as weak. And the worst of the worst, not sociable. Sometimes viewed as aloof, which is so ironic because they are the most warmest, most loving people in the world. Fierce empathy and emotion. But because they are overwhelmed, they could shut down and detach. And they're viewed as distant, as unsociable. And because they fear these labels, they become more over-aroused and distressed by them. So then they are labeled very often neurotic. They are labeled very often crazy. They're labeled crazy first by other people who basically tell them to their face they're crazy, or they overhear other people talk to each other about them being crazy, and then they start believing that they are crazy themselves. So going back to this Kristen, who was Elaine Aaron's 23rd interview in her research as HSP, she got into a crisis when she entered college. She attended a low-key private high school. She had never been away from home, and now, in college, among strangers, fighting in crowds for courses and books, being overly stimulated. And then, which we're going to talk about in different shiurim, she fell in love fast and hard. HSPs have a natural tendency, and they have to accept and not blame themselves for it. But when they fall in love very deeply, very fast, very intensely, in a tremendously powerful emotional way that's extremely, extremely strong, and that's quite common with HSPs, together with a very, very high sexual desire towards those people that they love fast and hard. It's a blessing, but a burden, and needs work to be channeled. But again, this that people believe that are deficient and horrible or terrible and defined as themselves to be out of control or weak in this sense, it's actually a great strength when channeled right. Then anxiousness comes in. Depression could come in. Self-confidence could drop. Till the point where these very people who they fall in love with fast and hard, their boyfriends or girlfriends, can't cope with their quote-unquote craziness and they end the relationship. So this is touched upon in Kristen's interview with Elaine Aaron, which we're going to discuss more in future shiurim. Because very often there's a self-view of such self-loathing of being this way when it's the most normal thing in the world for HSPs, and they just need to learn how to regulate it, not to squash it. To remember the idea of what highly sensitivity is, she says there are two important facts that one needs to remember. Fact number one is, everyone, whether you are a highly sensitive person or not, feels best when they're neither too bored nor too aroused. So, in my particular field, whatever, in the accounting type field, I was always in jobs that it was too much aroused or too much stimulation, too much work. I often had the problem of being too busy, not too bored. And sometimes I crave to be bored sometimes. But being bored is not healthy either. And it can be very disconcerting as well. People need that even keel thing. The best athletes in every single sport is when they develop and sort of regulate their nervous system to be moderately alert, moderately aroused. It's well known with athletes that are great, they say about themselves and sports commentators describe them in this sense. Their highs are not too high and their lows are not too low. Too little arousal and you become dull, you become ineffective. Too much arousal, you become extremely overwhelmed, distressed, clumsy, confused. Your body starts not coordinating. You feel out of control. So then what happens? Overwhelmingness. Sometimes you could rest, but sometimes you mentally shut down. Some people run to addictions. They drink alcohol. They take a Valium. They sexually stimulate themselves. They gamble. Or test out drugs. Or drink. Just to escape that overwhelming, distressing, confused state to calm themselves. So that's number one to know. The balance, not to be too bored, not to be too aroused. That applies by every single human being. We need to be somewhere in the middle. The optimum level of arousal and stimulation. The fact number two is people differ considerably in how much their nervous system is aroused in the same situation and under the same stimulation. This applies to human beings, to high-level animals, such as mice, cats, dogs, horses, monkeys. Within every single species of those, including humans, about 15 to 20% are very sensitive to stimulation. That's HSP. So you have, even in animals, in monkeys, you have HSPs. You have 15% of monkeys, of all different strains of monkeys, that have more sensitivity. And if you carefully breed animals and you mate them, the sensitive ones to each other, it'll create a sensitive strain within a few generations. That's why very often, if you go back ancestry, if you are a sensitive person and extremely creative, you will find in your grandparents and above, if you do research, they have these characteristics that carry down to you genetically. So these concepts of being overly aroused and stimulated very often is not observed by others. Sometimes you could tell, but very often you can't tell at all. But the idea is that HSPs do reflect on things more than others. If, let's say, you have a grade A egg and a grade B egg, or you sort things in two categories, HSPs, highly sensitive people, will have 10 or 12 different categories. The greater awareness of the subtle aspects makes the HSP more intuitive. They just know things, not knowing how they know it. It's a sixth sense that they are talking about. and what is moderately arousing in most people in HSP, they become frazzled by it till the shutdown period. She calls it, and I have to study the term, transmarginal inhibition, is the fancy term for shutdown. That there was a Russian physiologist, Pavlov, a behaviorist, it seems, that was convinced and proven accurate that every person has their shut off or shutdown point, that when they hit that point, they shut down as a defense mechanism. So no one likes to be over-aroused and overstimulated, whether you're HSP or you're not a HSP, because a person feels out of control. Body warns them, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And they have a dread of being over-aroused this way. And therefore, they have a tendency to shut down. So that's very, very important to know. We will continue on this subject, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim. Bracha v'atzlacha.